say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the orchestra's red glare, the bombs bursting in again through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free.
Well, we'll talk about that later. I mean, we'll talk about that. The Democrats want to make it a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's really about a correct vote. You have to get voting right. You can't have millions and millions of ballots sent all over the place, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats, sent everywhere. This is a serious situation. This isn't games, and you have to get it right. I just want to get it right. Win, lose, or draw. I think we're going to win. Win, lose, or draw, we have to get it right.
So are they getting it right with their bill?
Well, they're going to do something in Congress, but everything they do is political. As an example, why don't they do it now instead of on Monday? They picked a day, actually. They picked another day on Monday, as you know. Well, that's when the Republican convention starts. Why don't they do it during the Democrat convention? Because everything they do, Nancy and Chuck, they play games. How's it working out? I think this is the White House, isn't it? How's it working out for them? Not so good. So I will tell you, it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. We have to have honest voting. That's what this is all about here. It's honest voting. You can't take millions of ballots, send them haphazardly all over the country or all over a state, and expect to come out properly. And if you look at the last 10 elections where they did this universal, and by the way, absentee is great. It's been working for a long time, like in Florida. Absentee, you request, and it comes in, and then you send it back. Absentee is great. But universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
This November, the voters of Wisconsin will not surrender their beloved state to the left-wing mob, and that's what would happen. In 78 days, we're going to stop the radical left. We are going to win the state of Wisconsin, and we are going to win four more years. And then after that, we'll go for another 4 years because, you know what, they spied on my campaign. We should get a redo of 4 years.
So, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is silently campaigning around the country right now, and the media is ignoring it. The Democrats are in panic. They had a virtual convention last night that was beyond a disaster. We'll look at some of the highlights from that and the significance of President Trump insinuating, hey, look, if you do mail-in ballots, there's going to be massive election fraud and we'll have to redo the election, and nobody wants that.
Incrementalism. The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, with you till 6 p.m. Central. That is the next 3 hours. Tom Papert is my lone guest today. Now, don't be panicked at the desk full of news that you see here. Okay? Don't be panicked by all of it. We've already got it all sorted out. We've already got it all figured out. So you need not worry your weary heart. And I'm going to tell you what you need to know through all this news up here. Rob Dude literally just came in here looking for the documents. I'm hoarding all the documents right now. You see this? I'm hoarding all the documents. And yes, see, Rob Dew is smart. He knows to get a picture of that. No, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say this is a little teaser for something that we've been working on here. And sooner or later, you'll know why all these stacks of news are on my desk. The news that we will be covering is the next level. Yes, that's a wild Rob Dew. In studio right now. He's a wild Rob Dew, appeared out of nowhere. We've got the Democrat National Convention last night, which was an absolute, disaster, clown show, comedy sketch. I mean, I could sit here and play all the clips. We could play the weird Buffalo Springfield moment that they had. Didn't anybody understand that one? Just butchering one of the greatest songs of all time. What we will definitely play is clips of Michelle Obama's speech. Wow. I mean, you want to talk about 20 minutes of straight lying and propaganda? Michael Obama with a 5 o'clock shadow at the Democrat National Convention last night was the one. But look at that. I mean, that is from the DNC last night. Put it back up, guys. That was literally stuff from the DNC. As Cernovich joked, boy, it's obvious that Harvey Weinstein isn't doing the production at the DNC anymore. Really lost its value. All the money they've raised, all the creative minds and artists that they have, and Hollywood, and this is what we have. If they were smart, they'd cancel the whole thing right now. But see, they're not smart, and they've already committed, and they don't want to deal with the embarrassment of admitting it was an absolute failure. The whole Democrat Party is a failure right now, but we're going to play... I mean, talk about a fact check with Michelle Obama last night. I mean, Michelle Obama with a 5 o'clock shadow last night. Some of the worst lies and propaganda you've ever heard. Now, tonight's speaker is no other than Bill Clinton. Old Billy Boy speaking tonight. Ooh, inconvenient timing for the Democrats. as photos have emerged of Bill Clinton getting a massage from an Epstein sex trafficking victim and new photos that have just come out. The president and the Epstein victim, Bill Clinton, leans back and smiles while receiving a neck massage from Shante Davis, 22 years old, in never-before-seen photos during a trip on Epstein's plane to Africa in 2002. So the media is already covering this up. Oh, she's 22. Leave it. Oh, come on. Bill Clinton all over the pedophile express, all over pedophile island. He's a married man in 2002, and he's out parading around, gallivanting around with these sex slaves. And you say, oh, but she's 22. Where's the Me Too movement, by the way? Are we going to have a Me Too protest at the DNC tonight because Bill Clinton is set to speak? Maybe they give Billy Boy the old hook tonight because they just can't afford to have him on there. But then again, that would be admitting a defeat, and I don't think they can do that. So I think you're going to have known rapist and pedophile Bill Clinton speaking at tonight's DNC. You cannot, I mean, I'm just, the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the doublethink, the rejection of reality. I mean, everything from the Democrats right now. And here's the sickest part about it. When Michelle Obama gets up there and speaks and these Democrats get up there and speak, they're only speaking to the dumbest people in America. Like, they know you're not stupid. They know we're not stupid. But they know that there's people out there who literally are going to believe all their bull crap. There's people who literally listen to Cardi B for life advice. And she gets to interview Joe Biden dressed up like a demon. So there's old Billy Boy with a semi-chub hanging out with old Epstein, getting a massage from a young girl while he's married. Oh. But she's 22, Owen. It's okay. He's a married man. You denied he was even on the plane. You denied he even went to the island. You denied the island even existed. You said believe all women. Believe all women equals Bill Clinton is a rapist and a pedophile. And you cover it all up and say, oh, he's with a 22-year-old. Well, where's Hillary? Where's the Me Too movement? Is there going to be a women's march this year? Boy, it has been a disaster for the Democrats. So we're going to get into Michelle Obama's clips. And let's see if Bill Clinton speaks tonight at the DNC, a known pedophile and rapist, with photos that emerged of him getting a nice massage from one of Epstein's sex slaves. Very upsetting. Here's one that's not going to make headlines. Senate Intelligence Report finds no Russia collusion, FBI handling a probe flawed. Now, you're sitting back, you're saying, well, this is old news. What are you talking about? Actually, no. Yeah, we know that the Mueller report found no collusion. We know that other investigations found no collusion. This is the Schiff Democrat Party-led Intelligence Report. This is the Senate version. These are the guys that were on TV telling you they've seen Russian collusion. These are the guys that went in front of the nation and said, we have the evidence. These are the guys. They just filed a report saying no Russian collusion. Do you understand the significance of this? The same Democrats that sat in front of Congress and said, we've seen the evidence. We have the evidence. Trump colluded with Russia. They just filed saying no collusion. And nobody will pick it up. This is from John Solomon, justthenews.com. A major loss. I mean, Russian collusion is the biggest hoax before COVID. But they don't think you're going to know about this. They don't think you're going to learn about this. And it doesn't even matter because they'll still have all their minions believing Russian collusion actually happened. And of course, President Trump is hammering two things today. and that is the Democrat attempt at grand theft election. And the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in involuntary manslaughter, which I would call murder. It's predetermined. So I'm going to read the president's tweets of him calling out Andrew Cuomo for the deaths, two of them in the last 24 hours. You heard the clips about President Trump saying, hey, look, if we do this mail-in balloting, it's going to be a disaster. We're going to have to redo the election. And then maybe tongue-in-cheek, maybe not so much, saying we should redo my first 4 years because of all the fraud I've had to endure. It's not the worst idea. So all of that and more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, InfoWarsStore.com is what brings you the InfoWars War Room every day. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election when they lose. They know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
Infowars.com/show.
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck. Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
That's right. I hope you can join us coming up this Saturday noon, Barton Creek on the free side. You heard it, folks, the free side. So let your spirits be free in the land of the free and the home of the brave this Saturday noon, Austin, Texas. I'm really excited. I know the crew is going to be there. Alex is going to be there. I have some friends coming in from out of town that are going to be there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last Saturday was kind of just like, okay, let's see how it goes. Let's do this. And it was such a success that we want to double down and do it even bigger this Saturday. Everything's shut down anyway. Might as well come out and socialize. So looking forward to that. A lot of you I know I've already met. Some I may meet for the first time this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come hang out with Alex Jones, myself, and the InfoWars crew this Saturday. Of course, all of it is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to be supplying food, beverages. And there should be some entertainment for you there as well, all provided by InfoWarsStore.com, which is you, supporting us, supporting yourself, your own health and longevity by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So, hey guys, where do we stand? I forgot to check. Where do we stand on those Michelle Oh clips? Okay. I think we can probably do all of it now. You know what? Let's just wait and do it in the last segment, guys, because we have the most time then. And I'll get that new list from you. So we're going to do that coming up in about 20 minutes. I could play the entire 18-minute Michelle Obama speech and just pick it out piece by piece. Just the blatant lies, the blatant propaganda, the division, the 5 o'clock shadow, the broad shoulders. The masculinity. But we'll wait and we'll do that. What is going to happen tonight when Bill Clinton takes the stage? And, you know, I'm reminded because I just looked to the left and I saw the COVID stack. Separate from all the politics, this tyranny is still waiting over our heads. It's like when a big storm rolls in, you can feel the cold front. You can feel and see the wind blowing. Maybe there's some droplets of rain. There's the thunder. There's the lightning. But, you know, the downpour hasn't started yet. But you know it's coming. I mean, you see, you know what it feels like. You know the pressure, the temperature, the wind, everything. And you're like, oh, yeah, big storm's coming. And you're just sitting there staring up at the clouds like, yeah, any minute now. Any minute now. And then total downpour. That's where we're at. The mask is the lightning. The closing of the businesses is the thunder. The coronavirus, the COVID, the Chinese virus is the wind and the cold front and the pressure. It's all the signs. And we're looking up and we know what's coming, and it's the mandatory vaccine. And then once they set that precedent, we never go back. We may have already crossed the threshold of never being able to go back. We may already be there. We've already accepted this fraud. And so when you've accepted a lie so big, when you've accepted a fraud so big, when you've been a part of it, when you've bought into it, you can't just get out unless you rip that Band-Aid off. It's like when you're a kid, you've had a Band-Aid on and you don't rip it off slowly, or your mom doesn't rip it off slowly because it pulls your hair and it stings a little bit. So you just go, okay, one, two, three, rip. You just rip it right off. That's the only way for us to handle this. Here's what's coming. You already know that they've been setting this up when they say your body is a bioweapon. Your body is a bioweapon. And it's just your microbiology. It has all kinds of different viruses or bacteria or living things in it. It's called your microbiome. Everybody knows of this. The spice menage. But now that's a bioweapon. So they've been saying your body's a bioweapon. And then you see the people, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to kill me and my grandma. And then they have this total panic. Ma'am, if you think there's an airborne virus, you should be in a hazmat suit, which that's the fear they want you to have. That's why they're building it up with the mask and the gloves and the goggles and the shutdown. So, oh my gosh, it's total panic. But don't worry, Bill Gates is here with a vaccine. You can be free. And then you take that vaccine and you've never been sicker in your life. But here's where it goes next. Sharon Stone, famous Hollywood actress, asks for prayers for sister who has COVID-19 and says, quote, one of you non-mask wearers did this. Oh, but how is that possible if your sister was wearing a mask? It doesn't matter. But you may think that Sharon Stone is just another one of these leftists that just talks without thinking and just says whatever's trendy. No, folks, she's much more measured than that. Sharon Stone to write a Hollywood memoir that looks at her violent childhood and the price of fame. Oh, she's got a book coming out in a couple months. Oh, I should have known why Sharon Stone was attacking non-maskers. I should have known why Sharon Stone was shaming non-maskers. She's got a book she wants to get promoted. Genius. There she is, not wearing a mask. I would love to have an actual debate with someone that believes in the pandemic, that really believes we're living in a pandemic. Maybe I should open up the phone lines and see if we can get somebody to call in. The thing at this point is such a fraud, it's ridiculous. But it's like, it's such a fraud for me to just come out and lay the pieces of it out. You just kind of listen and you're like, okay, well, yeah. Okay, yeah. But to have the establishment counterpoints introduced like a pitcher throwing a pitch so that you can hit the home run. Instead of just saying, hey, I can hit a home run. Like, hey, throw me the pitch. Let me show you. So maybe I should open up the phone line to see if there's anyone out there tuned in that actually believes in this pandemic, because it's ridiculous.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
Last Saturday,
we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck. Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our supplier's the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with four factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm sitting up late last night, and it was a weird feeling that I got of first kind of like depression. Like, wow, we're so fallen. Like, I'm no better. But then it was like a rejuvenation of where we could go from here. And so I'm the kind of person that's like schizoid when I'm juggling a bunch of things, and we're working on a lot of things behind the scenes right now. There's a lot of exciting stuff that we're doing here at InfoWars and the crew is involved in. And hopefully we'll have some big announcements coming soon, but I'm the kind of person when I'm juggling a bunch of things, like I need closure. And so my mind is always going and I'm impatient and it just goes 100 miles per hour. And it's like somehow like the Holy Spirit just like slowed me down for a second. And it was just ease up. Because you can still get away from all the nonsense. It's harder than it's ever been before. It's less comfortable than it's ever been before. The access won't be as easy, but you can still get out in nature like we're going to do this Saturday. You can still have a good time and just ignore all the chaos. But, you know, just like we say to the anti-American left in this country, if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. It was like God telling me, hey, you know, that goes both ways. You wanted to fight this. You wanted to fight the New World Order. You wanted to fight the establishment. You wanted to fight evil. You wanted to fight injustice. You wanted to fight for America. So you wanted this fight too. And so we better really let that sink in before the fight really starts. Because let me tell you, they're coming with the forced vaccines. And who knows where we go from there. I mean, they just pulled off the biggest PSYOP COVID pandemic hoax in the history of the world, as far as recorded history as I know it is concerned. So they will bring out the forced vaccine. And we're battling like hell to save America right now. And so is the president. And there's going to be so many twists and turns from now till then. Just remember where you're at. Remember this point of time in history. Remember the importance of it. And remember that if you so choose and you see yourself fit, you are God's army. You are here to fight evil, fight Satan. You are literally here to change the world. We have been gifted something that is so burdenous, yet so beautiful, should the mission be accomplished, to actually change the world in God's image, to actually fight back some of this evil that's encroaching on us and metastasizing like cancer. Who wouldn't want that? It's like a baseball player wants to be up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth in game seven of the World Series. You're a human. You're God's creation filled with the Holy Spirit. You're in game seven, bottom of the ninth, two outs. You're in the batter's box. That's you right now. So, what are you going to do? Well, if you are... whose story is this anyway? I guess is this ABC News? And you print a headline, NBC and ABC lead Monday ratings with Democrat National Convention. You chose to be fake news. Actually, Rob Dew came in here in the break and explained, and these are just some selection. I don't know how they make this list. The point is, they're not number one. They're number seven. But number seven is number one now. It's like the old saying, number 99 in the program, number one in your heart. No, the Democrat National Convention was not top rated. It got beat out by reruns of sitcoms and game shows. It was down 50%, millions less than they had 4 years ago. They won't report that. And here's the honest truth. Most people that had ABC on to watch the DNC were probably just hotels and whatever is left open, airports. I will say this, though. They preempted Fox News's primetime news coverage for the Democratic National Convention. I guess they'll do the same thing for the Republican National Convention. They don't often do it for President Trump when he's speaking. They do it anytime an Obama opens their big, fat, lying mouths. But another sad truth of this, most people that were watching, liberals included, Democrats included, this was just a comedy show. It was bad. And boy, if night one wasn't a complete catastrophe, get ready for night two. Bill Clinton is your keynote speaker, leading off. Bill Clinton, the pedophile, the rapist, the guy who just had more photos emerge of him with sex slaves. Ooh, that's got to be nice. And that's who the Democrats chose. They knew about all this. Why would you choose? Think about how desperate you are if you're the Democrats to actually choose Bill Clinton to speak at your event, knowing everything that's out there. Knowing how he's been completely excoriated now. with all his philanderings with the sex slaves and the pedophile island. And they're like, hey, let's get Bill Clinton on. Looks like death warmed over. Known rapist. Has no business being there. We want Bill Clinton. Okay, let's have him lead off night two. And then, oops. New photos emerge of Bill Clinton with Epstein sex slaves. And the media is already covering, oh, but the woman was 22. And Bill was what, 60, 70, married? With a daughter? Oh, where's the Me Too movement? Where's the woman's march? Silent. Silent. You can barely even hear it. Tell you what I'm going to do here. Let's play. You know what? I don't have enough time. But we're going to. I've got two extremely powerful videos coming up. So when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to play you the highlights from Michelle Obama's speech last night. And again, I could go through the whole 20-minute speech, but it would take me over an hour to just pick out all the lies and deception. So I've just picked out 10 clips that we're going to go over just to show you the complete hypocrisy, fraud of the left. If you took what Democrats say at face value, if you took everything a Democrat says at face value, if you took everything they said at face value at that convention last night, you would be so confused today if you were a logical thinker and a Democrat voter, because you're getting conflicting messages. America's good, down with America. Law and order is good, chaos and riots in the streets. God is bad. Biden is a man of God, leading with faith. What? We need a president who can guide us through this, who has a clear faculty of thought. They nominate Biden. So, I mean, if you took everything the Democrats said at face value and you were a logical thinker, you're so confused, no wonder they can't even figure their stuff out. No wonder they're out in the streets with their faces covered rioting. No wonder they believe in a fake pandemic. No wonder they think Trump is the boogeyman. They're all twisted and tied up in knots. So we're going to play the highlights of this Michelle Obama. If you haven't heard this, it's going to blow your mind. I mean, the lies of this woman are about as big as you could tell, about a big a whopper lie as you could tell. And it's nonstop all night. Not to mention they add in the, she had a 5 o'clock shadow last night too. So that was a nice little thing they had for us too. All right, so in this 4 minute break though, hop over to InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, get yourself some supplements from InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm gonna say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said. So please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose.
but we're going to have the Democrat states secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on Infowars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker at last night's catastrophically embarrassing virtual DNC that collapsed in the ratings and ended up just becoming a punchline. But Michelle Obama got up there, pride and true, a total liar, a total deceiver, a total propagandist. And for 20 minutes, she got up there and lied about America, lied about Trump, lied about current events, propagandized and indoctrinated any audience that would take her word honestly, trust anything this deceiver, this witch has to say. And so I just had to pick out 10 clips from this because, again, the whole 20 minutes is nothing but lies and propaganda. Offensive, offensive in its weight. So I just picked out the 10 best ones. So we're going to just go down the list. So I'm just going to list these off in numbers, guys. So let's first go with clip one from Michael Obama.
Tonight, because I love this country with all my heart, and it pains me to see so many people hurting. I've met so many of you. I've heard your stories. And through you, I have seen this country's promise.
So now she loves the country. Now she loves and cares about America as they're telling people, hey, America's bad, America's racist, all this stuff, saying how it has to be torn down, tear down the statues, tear down the history, go out and riot. It's all racist. It's all bad. And then their voters go out and do it and think America's the worst thing ever. They spit on the flag. They burn the flag. And then she says, oh, I love America. And then she says, I believe it's the land of promise and opportunity. What? This is anti everything that the left promotes in the media. All they promote, kneel during the national anthem. America's racist, sexist, bigoted, stolen land. But you see how they always, like a chameleon, can morph into whatever they need to be for the current temperature. So, hey, DNC committee, where it's mostly going to be older audience viewers on television, cable news. Oh, we love America. We believe in this country. It's great. But then when it's Hollywood and on the internet and trendy stuff like that, where they think the youth is going to be involved, America sucks. America's racist. Burn down that history. You're a victim. You're oppressed. It's all America's fault. Burn that flag. Kneel during that anthem. See, these people are total phonies. Let's now go to clip two.
Handful of people living today who have seen firsthand the immense weight and awesome power of the presidency. And let me once again tell you this. The job is hard. It requires clear-headed judgment, a mastery of complex and competing issues, a devotion to facts and history, a moral compass, and an ability to listen, and an abiding belief that each of the 330 million lives in this country has meaning and worth.
Wow. So two massive whoppers there. One, she talks about the difficulties of being president, how you have to have a clear mind, be able to navigate, you know, choppy seas. And they're going with Biden, the guy that can't think, the guy that can't talk, the guy that forgets his wife, the guy that forgets his daughter, the guy that forgets what office he's running for, the guy that forgets his lines. The guy who we know, his mental faculties are waning. Being the president requires clear conscience and thought. Well, you went with Biden. And then she says, every life matters. Oh, what a lie. Oh, what a lie. Don't even get me started on that, whether it's the abortion that they celebrate or if it's all the people that are dying during these riots that they just ignore. Or every day that they just ignore. See, it only matters when it works for them politically. Let's go to clip three.
Different. More than 150,000 people have died, and our economy is in shambles because of a virus that this president downplayed for too long.
I mean, what a blatant lie. Trump shut down the travel from China day one. Pelosi went to Chinatown and said, don't be racist. See, again, they are only talking to the dumbest people in America, and they know it. This whole message is for the dumbest, most gullible and uninformed people in America. And just like we knew they would, they're just blaming it on Trump. The whole fraud, the whole fake pandemic came out of China, and they just blame it on Trump. A complete and utter lie from this witch. Let's go to clip four.
And here at home, as George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and a never-ending list of innocent people of color continue to be murdered, stating the simple fact that a Black life matters is still met with derision from the nation's highest office.
So you see, first she says all lives matter, but then she says only people of color who die matter. See how she did that? See what she did right there? Isn't that amazing how she did that? Hold on, play that one more time.
And here at home, as George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and a never-ending list of innocent people of color continue to be murdered, stating the simple fact that a Black life matters is still met with derision.
And there it is. See, that's why they call it Black Lives Matter. Even though it's a slush fund for the Democrat Party, even though it's created by George Soros to sow division in this country, that's why they call it Black Lives Matter. Because if you dare say anything bad, just saying Black Lives Matter and you attacked me? Oh my gosh, you're racist. How could you? It's so it shouldn't be controversial to say Black Lives Matter. It's all a psyop. Go to clip five.
And our girls, a strong moral foundation to carry forward the values that our parents and grandparents poured into us.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine what grandparents would be thinking if they saw the Democrat Party today, if they saw Hollywood today? Well, we know what they're thinking, folks. They're appalled. So again, that's just a complete denial of reality. Let's go to clip six.
While emboldening torch-bearing white supremacists, they watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages, and pepper spray and rubber bullets are used on peaceful protesters for a photo op.
Okay, peaceful protesters. You mean all the death and riot and looting and rape and burning and businesses destroyed? The peaceful protests. Even Michelle Obama hops on the peaceful protest lie, but then tells the biggest whopper that even the AP said was a lie, saying Trump put kids in cages when she knows that was Obama, and the viral photos of the kids in cages came from Obama years. Again, she's not talking to the uninformed. She's talking directly to the uninformed, the unwashed masses, the delusional people of the Democrat Party. That's the only people she's talking to. If Michelle Obama is talking to you, she assumes, like this, she assumes you're an idiot. Let's go to clip seven.
Underperforming not simply on matters of policy, but on matters of character. And that's not just disappointing. It's downright infuriating.
Oh, believe me, we're infuriated. And by the way, she talks about character, morals. Kamala Harris said she believes Biden's accusers, meaning Biden is a rapist. And Kamala Harris said Biden was responsible for segregation, saying Biden is a racist. So according to the vice president, Biden is a rapist and a racist. And you're up here talking about morals and consciousness? Again, she's not talking to anybody that has an IQ above a ham sandwich. She's talking to the dumbest people, the most uninformed people. Let's go to clip eight.
Standing fierce against hatred while remembering that we are one nation under God.
Oh.
And if we want to survive, we've got to find a way to live together and work together across our differences. And going high means unlocking the shackles of lies and mistrust with the only thing that can truly set us free.
The cold, hard truth, she says. I mean, I could break down all the lies in that. It would take me an hour. One nation under God. They hate America. They're threatening to secede. They hate God. They believe in evolution. Together, you're the one censoring people. I can't go to a leftist event without getting attacked. You're the one that won't talk to conservatives. You won't even have a debate. Don't talk about coming together. And then she talks about beating all the lies and disinformation with the cold, hard truth as she sits up there and lies for 20 minutes. I mean, unbelievable, the fraud of this woman. Finish it off with clip nine.
I understand that my message won't be heard by some people. We live in a nation that is deeply divided, and I am a black woman.
Oh, yeah, so no one's going to listen to you because you're a black woman, even though you just got a multi-million-dollar Netflix deal, podcast deal, and book deal that had a best time seller. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we're all believing that. Wait a second. Bonus clip. We got a bonus clip? Hold on a second. Roll that bonus clip.
You know, my kids asked me, they said, you've got to ask the president, does anything scare him?
You know, well,
when the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets that'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's see if I can do all this in a short segment. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save that. I pitched to the wrong bonus clip. It was my fault. So I'm going to put that in the holster. And we've got actually 3 bonus clips. I gave the crew the wrong one. That was my bad. So if you're wondering why that didn't make sense, it's because I gave him the wrong clip. But we got 3 bonus clips and the right bonus clip that we're going to air coming up, probably in the third hour, which will also be dedicated to your phone calls. Tom Papert is about to join me. He wants to get into some of this breaking news. I've got other news that just has reached my desk. It also may be that Lisa Page was the Kamala Harris of the FBI, if you understand what I'm blowing. And so that development is coming on the day that the Democrat Senate Intelligence Report found no Russian collusion. So these are the same Democrats that said, we've seen the collusion, we've seen the collusion, we've seen the collusion. Senate Intelligence Report, no collusion. We have the evidence, we have the evidence, no evidence. Let me do this, though, before Tom joins us. And the video that we're going to play and cover with Tom is so powerful. And again, it's amazing when you see just citizens out there that basically take what I've said over the course of months, let's say, and they can just lay it out succinctly, effectively, coherently in 2 minutes. It's just like total power. But first, let's go to this total power from Kimberly Klasick, who is running for office in Baltimore. This has the Democrats crapping their pants. And this is why they're leading with Michelle Obama for the DNC, because this is what Black America is actually thinking right now. This is what their politics are actually, the direction they're going in. Here's the ad from Kimberly Klasick.
Do you care about Black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for Black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top 5 most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against Black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the Black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had 3 sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a Black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where Black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think Black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever, that we won't demand better, and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about Black lives. All Black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And Black people don't have to vote Democrat.
Total devastation to the Democrat Party. Oh, my. Boy, if that thing catches on, it's devastating for the Democrats. It's all facts that she just laid out.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You know what that means. Emperor Palpatine. I can feel presence. We're about to be joined by Tom Papert from National File. We're going to talk about a video. You know, real quick, though, to just put an end cap on the Kim Klasick ad that we just played, I also saw somebody who was, I believe it was in the response to her original post, but they took just photos from 1950s and 60s America, mostly. Just photos of downtown San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, and then compared it to modern day, and it's just striking. Because they say 50 years of progressive Democrat politics, and it's destroyed every major inner city. Now, it's not just Democrat Party politics that are responsible for that. You've got people moving their industry manufacturing to China. That's one of the biggest causes of concern that destroyed the inner cities as well when all the jobs were shipped out. But you can't deny the fact that Democrats have been in charge of those cities for the 50 plus years that have watched them descend into total degradation. And as soon as Democrat voters figure that out, as soon as people who live in the cities figure that out, most of them just move out of the cities. But as soon as the people that do and are entrenched there figure it out, it's game over for the Democrats, folks. The only way the Democrats win anything is with the inner city vote. That is it. I've studied the demographics. I've studied the election maps. The Democrat Party lives and dies by the inner city vote, which is mostly the black vote, which they've been lying to their voters about for years. And with people like Kim Klasick making ads like that, running for office, it could be a total game changer. Now, Tom and I are about to get into a very powerful video. This comes from what I believe is a town hall or city council meeting in California, where a man, Carlos Zapata, steps up to the podium and, ladies and gentlemen, lays it out about as fairly, succinctly, and stoically as you could possibly do when talking about such a serious subject.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. that we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a pledge of allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
Well, that pretty much sums it up right there. Tom Papert is covering this over at nationalfile.com. Tom, your response to that powerful delivery.
I think that this is what is going through a lot of Americans' heads right now, Owen. I mean, nobody wants violence. Nobody wants to call for violence. Nobody wants to see violence, especially the violence that we've been seeing the past 8 or 9 weeks now on the streets of major cities throughout the country. Meanwhile, people like that business owner are being told they need to shutter their windows and sit at home until further notice. I mean, everybody knows business owners don't get any of this cushy unemployment money. Everybody knows that in most of the country, the $1,200 we got is long gone and probably was spent before it even came in. They're asking people to sit in poverty, to willingly and willfully impoverish themselves, put their children's future at risk for nothing, really. Nobody could really explain why any of this is happening except that the left wants total and complete control, and we want a future without people like this guy. So I think a lot of Americans are sitting at home right now feeling despondent and wanting to know what comes next and are we eventually going to get out of this. And I'm afraid that guy is the answer. Organizing, forming communities, peacefully saying this is enough. We're not going to sit here and take this anymore. And if you're going to act forcefully against that, then we will respond. I think that this is what it's going to take to get us out of this, Owen. I think that's the big realization here. There is no hero that's going to rush in and save the day. We have to be that hero, and gentlemen like that are going to lead the way.
And we saw another example of this happening in Richmond, Virginia today. It's gotten no coverage as far as I can tell. I don't know if you're aware of this, Tom. In Richmond, Virginia today, once again, this is from WRIC.com, the local ABC affiliate. Protests around Richmond today for gun rights, education funding, and an eviction moratorium. It's really about gun rights, folks. It's the same people that marched in Richmond, I guess, what was that, January or February? InfoWars was there covering it as well. Tens of thousands of people, by the way. Tens of thousands of firearms probably as well. And guess what? Not a single piece of property destroyed. Isn't that amazing? And the same thing happened today. They've been out there for hours. Not a single piece of property destroyed. Isn't that amazing? Now, again, if this was a Democrat event, if this was a liberal progressive event, there'd be, you know, businesses damaged. That's why the businesses all in Richmond, Virginia are boarded up because Black Lives Matter and Antifa show up and burn and riot and loot. So there's that stark difference. But here's what the message needs to be received. And I don't know how corrupt every city council member or mayor or, you know, governor may be, but they better wake up and realize this isn't going to be something where a bunch of disenfranchised, victim mindset, lacking in discipline individuals go out and attack inanimate objects and tear down the statues and burn buildings or, you know, go after police, whatever. These guys are going to come to your house. They're going to come to your homes. They're going to come to your government buildings, and they're going to find you. Again, it's not a threat. It's like, they don't understand. It's like, you got to understand, you're raping me. You're chemically raping me. You're taking my freedoms. You're taking food out of my mouth. What do you think I'm just going to be a slave to you? I mean, like, you know, a lion comes at you and puts its mouth around your neck. You don't sit there and take it. You fight back. That's what this is, Tom.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's ludicrous that the American people have put up with this as long as we have. It seems like it's been going on for years. And if you look at it, winter is almost here, and we're almost into fall. Then winter comes up. We're going to have a year of lockdowns in this country before anybody realizes it. And the people sitting at home, again, the people who are starving, the man used the word starving. His family is starving. They're not going to make it through this. They're going to get desperate. When people get desperate, they look to the people grabbing the food out of their mouth. And in this case, they see a bunch of very well-fed, very, very lazy, sleepy politicians living in mansions. I hesitate to think of what that could possibly lead to, Owen. I think we can look at history for a good example.
So, I mean, again, it's like the guy said, this is not a threat. We are not criminals, but we are free men, and we do have a survival instinct. So these city council members and mayors and governors better wake up and realize, look, it's not your job to stop me from getting a virus. It is your job to protect my freedoms. And somehow you got lost in translation, so you better get in line or it's going to be real ugly, because the people you're enslaving are waking up to it and they're getting really pissed off and they've almost crossed the line.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd, Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right, we're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck. Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The free side of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
You can really break civilizations down into two types: predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive
And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Taking me a second to come back live here because I'm drinking a hot, fresh cup of Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I decided to switch off of the turbo. You know what? I got to take another sip. Hold on. Play the music because this is what it sounds like when you take the coffee. You're kind of just like, mowing around, it's like, oh, this it's building up for something, and then you take the drink of the fresh pot of coffee and something changes. And you're ready to attack the day. Now I know you're saying, hey, wait, what happened? Normally you take the Turbo Force, Vaso Beat Complete, Brain Force Plus, Trifecta Stack. Well, I had an early morning swim today. So I kind of got my exercise out of the way, and for whatever reason, I was just craving coffee. And also, I'll be honest, the last 2 days, I pretty much ate like a pig. Very gluttonous, so I'm trying to maybe not eat so much today. The coffee kind of kills the appetite. But you can get the Patriot Blend coffee at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't changed the price on this. I just found this out the other day talking to Alex. It's a big seller for us. People that buy the coffee get it regularly on auto ship. They get a 10% discount. We haven't changed the price on this coffee for years, ever since we introduced it. And it's a top seller. I mean, we could easily upcharge. We don't even do it, folks. It's the best coffee. Everyone here, the crew loves it. I love it. You're going to love it. The Patriot Blend coffee available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Tom, I'm sure your crack team over there at National File is reporting on this too. And, you know, it's amazing. People point this out more and more. I mean, because InfoWars has been next year's news today, but it's becoming now where it's like people are tuning into what InfoWars is saying, and then they're saying it just hours afterwards, you know, masquerading like they thought of it first. I'm not complaining. I don't care. Get the message out. For example, two tweets from President Trump saying Cuomo killed tens of thousands of people in New York. Oh, where did you hear that first? National File, InfoWars. Now you've got the Wuhan pool party. So as we were discussing in the last segment, Tom, Americans are still shut in for most of the country. Americans still can't open their business, go back to school, go back to work, go to a ball game, go to a concert. But in Wuhan, they're having tens of thousands. I mean, I want to go. I want to go to the pool party. I want to go to the EDM Fest in Wuhan. Why does Wuhan get to party and be free and not wear a mask? But we have to. I mean, this is so key, Tom, to show the American people how we're being completely deceived.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, if there is anything that is infuriating or should be infuriating, I have to laugh because my first instinct is to rage. I mean, I'm being told I'm a terrible person because I won't wear three layers of masks, goggles, and I don't know, something to keep my mouth shut all day long, just duct tape my mouth. Meanwhile, you have thousands of people. I mean, this is being reported widely as a pool party, and I guess there is a pool, but when you get 5,000 people jammed together for EDM music, I mean, this is a concert. This is a music festival. This is a
music festival. It's a rave.
All rolled into one. People are on top of each other. It looks like there's a mosh pit going on, some mosh pit action. This looks like a great event. First of all, go communist China, apparently. You get to have fun. And then again, it's the stark contrast to business owners being arrested and thrown in jail for trying to open their gyms, for old ladies being thrown out of supermarkets and told they're not allowed to shop because they don't have a mask. It's business owners being told.
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm sorry, Tom. We've got a breaking development. The Chinese communist have wave pool technology the likes I've never seen in the States. I mean, what have they been hoarding this? Hold on a second. Play that again. I have never seen wave pool technology. The Chinese are hoarding the ultimate wave pool technology. Why are we being denied this, Tom?
This is truly groundbreaking. First, they wouldn't let the WHO in to investigate the origins of COVID-19. And now this, look, this honestly looks, Owen, like the most fun. More fun than anybody in America has had since March.
I mean, this is crazy. They're having a massive party in Wuhan right now with the most groundbreaking wave pool technology this side of Mars. And I'm sitting here, I can't even go get a burger or go to dinner without a mask.
I mean, we're looking here, Owen, at the bat soup capital of the world. And they're in pools having fun. We're again in Austin, famous for, you know, Texas, beef, burgers, steaks. You're not allowed to go outside and it makes you a horrible person. This should hopefully help wake people up. This is the epicenter. This is the horrible place. This is the place where the disease was so bad that they had to lock people in their apartments, deadbolt the door from the outside, and let them starve to death because the COVID zombie virus was inside and it needed to be burned out the only way possible. They get to have a pool party and we're terrible people because we won't wear masks. I mean, first of all, Owen, I'm surprised the water is not yellow. I don't know how many people are in this water. That's shocking to me. There must be a lot of dye in there. I can only imagine how unsanitary this is. Not even thinking of coronavirus or bat flu or whatever we want to call it. Just thinking of in general, imagine the BO of that many people together like that.
Well, I've been to plenty of music festivals. I've been to plenty of EDM festivals too. It's been a while. I don't think I could handle them anymore. But it's not even that. It's just like Americans should see that and see how right now they're more free in China than we are. I mean, it's just like sirens, explosions. I mean, it's just like, how can people not see that and be like, wait a second, something is off here. The communists are more free than us now? What is going on here? We're being occupied by the commies. The commies are taking over here. We aren't free anymore. We're going to have to stand up and we're going to have to kick some commies' ass to be free again because they're not backing down. I mean, I don't know how this should be all over the television. This should be all over mainstream news. But it's like Americans don't even want to be free anymore, Tom.
I think there's a certain part of that that's right. I've been thinking about this a lot. Alex Jones used to call them trendies years ago, and I think that's what this is. So many Americans are just programmed to do whatever looks cool on TV. Well, right now, using stupid we're all in this together hashtags, wearing a mask and a face shield, and using hushed voices to mock those who refuse to wear masks, that's all trendy. This is just the next big phase. This is the new iPod Nano. This is where we're at. Your mask is a fashion accessory. That's what these people want. They want to be hip. They want to be cool. We don't have rebels in this country anymore, I guess. So that's what we're learning from this. But again, you look over at China and you see what we're emulating. This is the big narrative that I've noticed, Owen. The big push is saying that because we didn't go full totalitarian in the early months and we didn't kill people inside their homes, we didn't put them in bizarre cubes in a pickup truck and haul them away never to be seen by their family again. We didn't do all of this bizarre stuff that China did. That's how come we're still dealing with this, Owen. That's how come we still have the virus haunting our shores. And we are responsible. We are terrible people because we wanted freedom and we didn't kill off old people or whatever on earth they were doing in China to get rid of this virus. We are inferior. The communists who did God knows what unspeakable things, they get to have a pool party.
Yeah, I can't go. I mean, folks, say whatever you want about the NBA and professional sports or whatever. They're killing these leagues. And say whatever you want about the athletes. Guess what? The MLB, the NFL, people go work at those games. Restaurant owners, bar owners, they need that income. So, I mean, they're killing our economy with this crap. Meanwhile, China is partying in the world's largest COVID-infested wave pool, and they are laughing at us. It's pathetic.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
I talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. Makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times. Having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our supplier's the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with four factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I try not to go into the deep crevices of my mind too often, and just try to keep things as face value and superficial level, if you will, as I can here. And a lot of people are sending me stuff about Michelle Obama last night. Look, I don't know if Michelle Obama has had a bunch of facial surgeries or had some surgery to literally bust up her teeth so that they're all crooked and jagged now. And they're like, hey, why is she a different person like Kamala Harris in the TV interview last night? And they show me like pictures of her from 2008 from last night. I don't know, okay? These people are crazy. Who knows what they're doing? They run clone factories with Epstein, okay? So it beats the hell out of me, okay? I don't know. Why does Hillary Clinton have legions on her tongue? Why does Bill Clinton look like death warmed over? Why does Soros look like a rotting husk? Again, why did Harris come on TV looking like she was possessed by a demon? Why does Cardi B go on and interview Biden literally dressed like a demon? I don't know, folks. So I don't know what's going on with Michelle. We do have some funny clips we could air right now with Tom. But before I do that, we're going to air coming up in the next segment, too. The left is attacking Susan B. Anthony now. The New York Times wrote a hit piece on Susan B. Anthony today. And why? Because she's white. Because she was anti-abortionist. And because, of course, she stands for America. So now the left hates Susan B. Anthony, the woman who literally began the woman's suffrage movement, the face of the woman's suffrage movement. They now hate Susan B. Anthony. You can't make this up. But I will say this. For President Trump, I don't know if he ran a mole smoke out here, but President Trump, you got a mole. How did the left have all their stories and videos ready to roll out attacking Susan B. Anthony unless they knew he was going to pardon her? Trump, you got a mole. I don't know if you meant to smoke this one out with this plan, but you got a mole. And so anyway, that's going on. We got that clip coming up here, but let's do this. Since people were asking me about the Obama thing, guys, let's just roll. Do we have clips 12, 13, and 14 ready to go? Let's just roll those back to back to back. Hey, look, Obama seems to think his wife's name is Mike. I don't know.
You know, my kids asked me, they said, you've got to ask the president, does anything scare him?
You know, well, when Michelle's mad.
Mike? When you're Mike?
I get worried.
Admiral Mueller. Deborah. Michael and I also acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Which is why he gives his personal phone number to kids.
Oh, that was just a bonus clip there. I don't know what happened there. Anyway. And look, I'd never seen Obama referring to his wife as Mike on Bear Grylls before. There's like five of these clips. Again, think what you want, but people are asking me about it in the break, so I figured I'd just play it. So I don't know, Tom, if you want to comment on the weirdness of Michelle, Mike Obama, and the broad shoulders, but it's just there's just so much weirdness with these people. It's almost impossible. You know, it's like they've lied to us so much. They're so deceptive. They're so cunning. You can't trust them. You literally can't even trust them at face value.
Right. I mean, you know, you could easily spend your entire life trying to get to the bottom of these people. And there are some people who do exactly that. I think that it's funny to laugh at the theories. And I think that there may well be some truth to some of them. I won't say which ones. But I think that Michelle Obama, regardless of anything else, just from the physique of the two of them in the last few years of the Oval Office and her speech, frankly, I mean, she's got a lot of criticism for Trump for as somebody who has really never like had an official job in the private sector, never had a job in the public sector either, really. She didn't leave the country. She was supposed to be the first lady. But I think what we're learning here, Owen, is that perhaps she wore the pants of the family more than we thought. It might have been like a Hillary Bill situation, because she's got all of this criticism, all of these ideas, but she's never had a job. So I only can assume she was doing Barack's job.
By the way, this picture we're showing allegedly of Barack, Michael, LaVon Robinson, and Bill Gates is just a picture that's been surfacing. It's hard to know what's real and what's not, but this is what the internet sees, and they ask InfoWars about it because we're the only ones that will report on it. Either way, Michelle Obama has been on tape with something jiggling in her undercarriage, and she's got the index fingers of a man. And I mean, look, if there was going to be a fight between Michelle and Barack, I mean, you might take the big broad shoulders of Michelle there, but we'll digress because people tend to get turned off when we talk about this stuff. But folks, it really is that crazy. I'm just going to tell you. It really is that crazy. And in fact, I'll just go ahead and say there's more transsexual people in the public eye that you wouldn't even believe, quite frankly. It was used as blackmail, kind of like they used to blackmail gay politicians. Now it's all about pedophilia. Soon they'll just come out as transsexuals. It won't even matter. But that's why they have all the, you know what? I'm just going to stop right there, Tom. We will come back and play the now this, where they're attacking Susan B. Anthony, the New York Times attacking Susan B. Anthony. I mean, again, Trump obviously has a mole because he probably, I don't know if he intentionally smoked out a mole, but he didn't release the name. Somebody told the New York Times, somebody told Now This. They had a whole video presentation and hit piece against Susan B. Anthony ready to go today, minutes after he pardoned her. And the left is pissed that the face of women's voting rights in America is now pardoned. I mean, how do you even, I can't even wrap my head around this other than that they've just completely lost their minds.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say at National File, granted, we weren't doing as much, you know, preparation as perhaps we could have been. You know, we looked at the potential suspects. We considered the fact that Snowden has been in the news the last couple of days and he's been active on Twitter. We looked at the potential people. Of course, Assange is still out there. You know, Paul Manafort is still sitting in prison. And we sat and we thought about all the potential people we could be writing about. And nowhere in our process of decision making did it come up that, hey, we should do some homework on Susan B. Anthony, God bless her soul. I just didn't cross my frame of mind. So that would indicate to me that, yes, somebody close to the president leaked that information. It's not something that you can do to have not just an article about this ready, in at least in my opinion, not just the article. You also have a hit piece about how Susan B. Anthony is actually a racist who is not a real feminist because she didn't want to kill black babies. I mean, I guess that takes some research is my kind of thought process here, Owen. But leave it to the left. I mean, it's a joke that is very much getting old. It's not funny anymore. You know, Trump could cure cancer tomorrow and the left would then complain that that is racist and cancer was a protected class. Well, now we're seeing that to take into its logical extension where the left now hates basically the founder of modern day feminism, who went to jail for her beliefs because she was the wrong color and had some of the wrong beliefs 100 years ago.
Well, feminism has just flipped on its head. It's now masculinity. I mean, literally modern day feminists are about as manly as you can get. So we'll get your response to that video that they put out coming back on the other side. But by the way, you talk about curing cancer. When Trump talks about hydroxychloroquine, they attack him. He did talk about something else the other day, which does have dangerous side effects. The experimental botanical extract Oledrin. And yeah, it's more than experimental. There is some history to this. It is known to be deadly, actually. There's even historical context with soldiers, you know, cooking meat on it and dying from the sap. Kids going out and cooking like hot dogs and stuff, dying from the sap or eating it. But the point is, Trump just says things in jest. He just takes on information and just comes out and says, yeah, somebody told me about this that could be working. And he just says it. And you know, yeah, he didn't have all the information and then he's going to get attacked for it. But the point is, he's actually trying to say, hey, look, there's cures for this. Like, hey, look, there's opportunities to not be infected, not die from COVID. And they just say, no, there's not. No, there's not, President Trump. Stop giving the people hope.
Well, I'd say that's exactly what they want. They want no hope. And if they do want hope, I mean, part of the problem here, of course, is that the cheap drug, hydroxychloroquine, has been around forever and it's cheap. Where you get some of these drugs, I think it's remdesivir, it costs a penny for them to make. They're going to bill your insurance company or the government $6,000-$7,000 per dose. And don't worry, Bill Gates says you're going to need two or three doses, I'm sure. It's all a big windfall for these people. And you can't have that with a cheap little pill that's going to take care of everything, some people say, in 12 hours.
When we come back, watch the left attack Susan B. Anthony.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election when they lose. They know there's a landslide. If they're
unable to steal it. They're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter funded by Soros as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the president has just gone live. I want to pick up that live speech as soon as possible. President Trump is literally campaigning and nobody's even reporting on it. I mean, he's doing multiple events a day, but he's not branding in his campaign stops. It's just he's just working, I guess. He's literally going state to state campaigning right now. He's in Minnesota. He's in New Jersey. He's in New York. He's back in D.C. He's in Florida. So I think he's in Arizona right now. So, guys, let's try to pull up that feed as soon as possible. In the meantime, though, while you guys are getting that feed, here is the left attacking, and they had it ready to go in the can for today, attacking women's suffrage leader, Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony doesn't deserve your I voted stickers. Hi, my name is Luria. Every nice election year, women cast their ballots and trek to Mount Hope Cemetery in Rochester, New York. They proudly place their I voted stickers on the headstone of women's suffrage heroine, Susan B. Anthony. They have perpetuated idealized versions of Anthony and her white colleagues, such as Carrie Chapman Catt and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Evidence of their ruthless racial bias has been pushed to the shadows, enabling the erasure of their women of color counterparts who also fought tirelessly for the right to vote. Susan B. Anthony only appeared to care about black people when the status quo was in her favor. In 1864, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Anthony, the League's secretary, both signed a congressional petition in support of the
13th you get the point, folks. Oh, they're white. They're bad. Susan B. Anthony, not the hero. Look, just stop it. I don't like playing these racial identity politics, folks, but I just got to tell you the truth. Black women like that, black liberals, they just want to erase all of America's white history and just replace it with black people. That's all this is about. That woman wants to be on the coin. She thinks she's a hero. By the way, she's probably accomplished nothing. I mean, Susan B. Anthony probably has more accomplishment in her pinky toe than that blue-haired freak has. I don't even know who she is. But she's up there attacking Susan B. Anthony as racist. She wants to be Susan B. Anthony. She wants to be the heroine. But see, it's not about doing anything. It's not about accomplishing anything. It's not about reaching for the goals and the accomplishments of Susan B. Anthony and going beyond. It's about, no, I'm going to tear her down and then just replace her after I've stabbed her historical reference to death. And that's all it is. She just wants to erase all white women from history and replace them with black women. Again, I don't care about racial identity politics. They do. That's what's behind this. Tom, your response.
You hit the nail on the head. That's absolutely right. That's the goal here. I would just add that the blue hair, Owen, to me at least, and I could be wrong, but it's an indication of academia, which means she's definitely done nothing, but she's paid a lot of money and she's incurred a lot of debt to get the right ideas. And now that she has the right ideas, she's actually more important, in, according to her worldview, than Susan B. Anthony, who is an old white person who lived a long time ago, and it doesn't really matter what they did. And you're right. She should replace Susan B. Anthony, at least in her own mind, because she is better in every single way. She's more woke. She has the right opinions. She has way more college debt and way higher level of credential than Susan B. Anthony could have ever hoped to have achieved at the time. So, yes, Susan B. Anthony must now be canceled because she didn't have blue hair. That's where we're at with these people. And this is what we see everywhere. It's what they want. I don't like to play the racial politics game either. But just today, Owen, CNN had a study out. The study makes no sense. I was dissecting it before the show today. The study claims that white doctors essentially kill black babies, that black babies are more likely to die when they are birthed.
And I'm guessing they're not talking about Planned Parenthood.
No, of course not, because that would be a 100% increase. This is only a 3x increase. They say white doctors kill black babies. This study makes no sense. It has no basis in fact. It is fundamentally flawed, in my opinion, in that we don't publish the race of the doctor when a child is born. It's not on your birth certificate, but CNN puts this out as news. They want to create racial hatred. They want to create little fiefdoms of this race versus this race. And frankly, Owen, it's shocking to me because there's a racist guy who ran a Charlottesville rally a few years ago who has this exact ideology. Everything they're pushing, this guy agrees with. He's their mortal enemy, yet they agree 100%. You can't make this stuff up.
By the way, just here's a real progressive, okay? I mean, if you want to talk about real progression of society, you don't tear down, you know, figureheads, leaders from the past, heroes from the past. You don't tear them down, even if you think they were bad or any of this. Tearing them down doesn't progress anything. It regresses everything. What you do is you strive to accomplish what they've accomplished and then go beyond. That's progression. That's progression of the human spirit. That's progression of human ingenuity. That's creativity. That's manifest destiny. Tearing down those before you just makes you a sad sop. Tearing down those before you gives you no ground to stand on. So all these progressives are really just regressives. True progression is, even if you think they're evil, striving for the people that laid the stones that you walk on and then going beyond. That's not what the progressive left is. They're regressive. They want to tear down history and then stand on the rubble that they have left and pretend they've accomplished anything or progressed anything when they've just destroyed everything. All right, Tom, real quick, let's go live to President Trump, who is giving a speech right now. So again, he's campaigning, folks. I mean, he's literally campaigning.
These are warriors. They really are. When they went and they tried to make a play at your president, they had to get through the House. What were we, 197 and nothing? That's never happened before. Everybody came together. The Republicans came. Other than Mitt Romney, one half a vote. One half a brain. Another friend of mine, an incredible fighter and somebody that loves this state. And I'll tell you, the Freedom Caucus, right? And we have a man named Andy Biggs here.
Yeah, so he's in Arizona.
He's a fighter. And he loves our vets, and he loves our military, and you love our Second Amendment, right? And we're not going to do anything with it. They will destroy that Second Amendment. Just remember I said it, but you're not going to have to worry about it because it's not going to happen. A woman who really distinguished herself, she became a star. She became a star overnight. There was nobody tougher. There was nobody smarter. There was nobody better than Debbie Lesko. Great job, Debbie. Thank you. We want her on our side, right, fellas? We got to have her on our side. Also, thanks to Arizona Republican Party Chairman. I knew this was going to happen. I knew that she was going. She never stops. She never gives up. Kelly Ward. Kelly, thank you.
All right, so the president campaigning right now, giving some shout-outs to the local leaders there in the Republican Party in Arizona. And then there's Alex Jones right there lurking in the shadows. You never know. Alex is going to pop up. He can actually teleport. He's teleported to the studio. Put Alex's mic on.
You've got Emperor Palpatine in the studio.
Only the spirit is in the studio. He's in Wichita.
I came to tell the Emperor he's got cat hair on his shoulder. Pepper, do you have a cat or a dog?
Alex?
That's electricity.
Do you have a cat or a dog,
yeah,
Pepper?
Yeah, let's say it's electricity. I have a cat, but I'm guessing that's from a dog, actually.
Ah. No, you guys are kicking ass. I just wanted to say that you can't talk about Michael Obama and not show him coming out of Harvard where it looks like a roll of dollar coins is flopping around in there. I mean, either they did it as a stunt, which they do as psyops, like when he said in the Harvard Law Review when he ran it for 3 years that he was born in Kenya. We took the bait. It was really Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist. His mom was a CIA sex op. This is all confirmed. So she might have put like a plastic toy snake in her pants or something to do that. Her daughters do look like her, but she, you know, does look like she has the body of an NFL linebacker. So all I'm saying is, yeah, that's the footage everybody would show. Show coming out of Harvard.
No, that's the big one, Alex. Come on. Her dancing with Ellen with the...
No. But that could be like a wire or something. This is the one right here. You slow this down.
Oh, come on.
She adjusts it. Here, put it back on screen. She adjusts the plastic snake in her pants right here. And then it's bouncing around. I mean, slow-mo this right now. This is key intel. And this is a family show. We're just saying, look at that. Now, that's how you adjust it real quick. A little quick adjust. You know, not wearing any underwear. And, I mean, it's hanging down, you know, halfway to the knee here. She either got a plastic snake in the pants or Michael's got a pretty big ding-a-ling. And, again, I know this is a family show. Let's just for the rest of the show, though, run. And then Joan Rivers says, my God, Michelle's a tranny. Everybody knows that. Come on. And she's dead a few weeks later. They reportedly dumped molten fire down her throat. So
And Obama's mother was a porn star, right?
Yeah, Betty Page style.
Yeah.
CIA sex op. I'm not joking about that either.
No, I know. That's in the documentaries. All right, Tom Papert, thank you so much. Nationalfile.com is where you can find his work.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Last Saturday, we made a splash. So this Saturday, we're doing it again. At 12 noon on August 22nd. Swimming with Alex Jones will commence again at Barton Springs on the free side, right here in Austin, Texas. And this time, we'll have food. That's right,
We're bringing food.
I'm going to pay for a professional food truck.
Yeah!
Come out and show your resistance to the ridiculous orders against enjoying the beautiful Greenbelt. Swimming with Alex Jones this Saturday at 12 noon at Barton Springs. See you there.
The sweet sound of Barton Springs. We're going to see everybody out there.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
The president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is live right now campaigning in Arizona. They won't tell you he's campaigning, but he's campaigning, folks. He's doing multiple stops a day. He's getting tens of thousands of people to show up. The media is not reporting on it. Not even Fox News is covering it. So here is the president live right now. Big rally happening in Arizona. Let's go live. Let's go live.
They're spending millions of dollars on advertising. Anytime you see an ad from a drug company, they're rich, the pharma. It's called Big Pharma, the number one lobbyist. They spend millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on lobbying. Anytime you see, anytime at all, you see an ad by Big Pharma against me, you know your drug prices are coming down. That's what it is. They're not happy. And we're giving the rebate. That creates tremendous wealth for the middleman. The rebate, it's going to the people now. We're bringing the rebate, and it's going to the people. They are not happy. I have a
folks,
lot
this
of
is so key. Trump attacking Big Pharma, quite frankly, I wish he'd attack him harder, but Trump attacking Big Pharma is just like bona fide legitimate. I mean, they really hate him. But think about how good he looks campaigning right now in the real world without a mask. The Democrats hide behind a computer screen, hide behind a mask, can't even go out in public. And Trump just says, F that, I'm doing live rallies. But he doesn't, see, he should just market them as rallies, but he knows he'd be attacked for that. So he just kind of does it silently. And he's just running a presidential campaign, running laps around the Democrats while they're sitting around remaking Buffalo Springfield, putting face diapers on.
And I'm proud to say that they've achieved the most secure border, our border patrol, in the history of the United States of America. We now have the most secure border we've ever had, and it's only going to get better. And we want people to come in, but we want them to come in through merit. Right? And we want people that are going to come in and going to love our country, not hate our country. Here in Yuma, Arizona, we've invested over $1.7 billion and poured 180,000 cubic yards, that's a lot of concrete, to build 108 miles of powerful border wall. I know who's going to vote for me. I don't know, Doc. I think I'm going to win Yuma. What do you think, Doc? I think when I hear those numbers, when we hear those numbers, we're winning. We're going to win Yuma big. Now you see it, and you see what's going up, and it's an incredible structure, all capable, all wired up for cameras, for everything you can have. Technology is incredible. In total, I've already completely planned for the final execution we're going to have by the end of the year. Everything that we said is going to be built. We may actually build some more in some soft areas that we've noticed over the last 2 years, so we actually may put up some additional.
Looks like we have a technical difficulty here. By the way, the president is in Arizona right now where it's probably 100 degrees in a suit outside, sweating, giving this speech. Biden would literally be passed out, maybe even dead. Okay, so see, there's a reason why they don't want to cover this. It just completely embarrasses Biden and the Democrats. I mean, this is a joke. President Trump is literally campaigning two events a day, out in the heat, in a suit, speaking off the cuff, talking for hours, doing press conferences, and the media won't even cover it. But they'll preempt primetime Fox News for the DNC last night. They won't even cover Trump live right now. And Trump knows this. He knows Fox is part of the Biden cover-up now, too. Let's go back to President Trump.
Back in 4 years, you have a trial. No more. We take them out. We bring them out. And nobody said that was possible because I couldn't have gotten it through the Democrats because they don't like that. So we have people coming in to this country, some great people, some really bad people too. And I mean murderers, and I mean rapists, I mean really bad people. And they don't get in, and they don't get back. When we bring them back to their country, could be Mexico also, they don't come back. Under the Obama, Biden, I call it O'Biden, under the O'Biden administration, our agents were ordered to ignore the law.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to give out the phone number, and we'll continue to listen to President Trump campaigning.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on Infowars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. President Trump is live right now. We're going to go back, and I'm going to give out the phone number. Anything we have covered so far today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And real quickly, folks, look, we've got some big plans for InfoWars here leading up to the election. The problem is we're already spread so thin. We're already so tight with the crew, already working overtime hours. But it is the season. It is the Super Bowl. It is less than 80 days to the election. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Fill our coffers with funding. Fill your pantries with great supplements. Put a air filter in your home. Put a water filter in your home. Get a t-shirt, a ball cap. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. So that we can be fully fueled for this next 77 days or whatever it is we're left till of the election. And it's a win-win. You get a great supplement. You get a great air filter, great water filter. You shop with the good guys. And we plan to fully push the gas and reach paramount speed as we are cascading to November 3rd. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is key. We cannot thank you enough. Let's go back to the president live. Again, the phone number, if you want to call in, 877-789-2539. We'll take calls the rest of today's broadcast. Here is the president campaigning right now live in Arizona.
When we win, I'll have a deal with Iran within a month. Watch. Because they're dying to make a deal. But that last hope that Biden will win, they will own our country, China. They will own our country. We made such a great deal. You know, last week they had the largest order of corn in the history of our country, the largest single order. Then they did.
By the way, folks, another reason why Biden can't do events like this is because they get crashed every time. Biden wouldn't be able to have an event like this. People would be shouting, "You're a rapist. You're a molester. Quid pro Joe." I mean, literally, it'd be totally sabotaged. Biden literally can't do an event because, one, he can't think or speak. He's severely just collapsed mentally right now. It's sad, but he's an old man. He's past his prime. He's having severe mental faculty issues. But also, the events would be totally overrun with people calling him a rapist and all this stuff. And by the way, it wouldn't be just conservatives and Trump supporters. It'd be Bernie supporters. It'd be Democrats. It'd be liberals. So Biden will not have a single event. And I'd be shocked if he debates Trump. Let's go back to the president.
when I have every farmer in the country calling and saying, you know, please don't do anything. They're very, very smart. But we can never forget what China did to this country and did to the world. The historic achievements that I've discussed today are only a slim fraction of the extraordinary accomplishment that we've all done together in the last 4 years. Here's just a short list of our landmarks. Really, they are landmarks, true landmarks. We instituted a national security travel ban on the world's most dangerous regions, including jihadist regions, keeping terrorists and extremists out of our country. Everyone said, oh, that's so bad. Remember when they said, oh, that's so bad? I don't think it's so bad at all. We won the travel ban. The fake news said we didn't because we lost in the lower court, we lost in the second court, and we won in the Supreme Court. So they said we lost. Can you believe? They said we lost, Debbie, because we lost the first two, but we won in the Supreme Court. So they said they lost. And I guess technically they're right. We lost when it didn't matter. But we have it. We have a great travel ban now for countries that are not countries where we don't want the people coming in. Over the last 3 years, ICE officers have made over 380,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of over 145,000 assaults, 40,000 sex crimes, and 5,800 murders. Over the last 3 years, Border Patrol and ICE...
Folks, this is so important, and nobody's going to report on this. And nobody's really going to be able to explain why this is so important. But look, the fact that the president is having campaign rallies right now, I mean, this is so key. And he's not marketing them like campaign rallies. They're not giving advanced notice. It's like 24 notice. Hey, president's going to be in Yuma, Arizona. Boom, people show up. And he has an event. So, I mean, the media won't cover it, but this is so key. He needs to continue to do this, and I expect him to. But think about it. Again, Biden can't even have an event, folks. Biden can't even take questions from the press. Biden can't even have an event in public. Biden can't even walk. He can't even think. He can't even talk. Trump needs to push the gas on this. This is major victory right here. And don't do the masks. Don't wear the mask. Don't live in fear. This is very important what the president is doing right here. I'm telling you, it cannot be undersold. The fact that the president is campaigning and doing campaign events right now with less than 80 days to the election while Joe Biden is literally hiding in a basement with a mask. I mean, that is so key. Now, media won't cover it. Again, I've been asking, Fox won't even pick this up, folks. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable how the president is being totally sabotaged in all directions, but he's up there sweating right now in 100-degree temperature, giving a speech at a campaign event in Arizona. Biden would have collapsed and died on the stage right now, or his event would have been totally overtaken with people calling him a rapist and all this other stuff. So, I mean, this is so key. Let's go back to the president.
Time ever, the United States is now exercising our full legal authority to expedited removal. We don't have to go through years and years of litigation. You need Perry Mason to try and win. We ended the Obama-Biden policy of giving work permits to newly arriving illegal aliens. Think of that one. We established the National Vetting Center, the most advanced visa screening system anywhere in the world. We know so much about the people coming in. We know the good and we know the bad. We've suspended refugee resettlements from the world's most dangerous regions because nothing is more important than keeping America safe. To me, it's number one. We've made historic progress to crack down on visa overstays. You know all about that. They overstay for years. They say maybe a night, maybe two nights. Well, 5 years later, you catch them. Nope. We ended it. We issued strict sanctions on
live
countries
of Biden
that failed to
sleeping.
Take back their own criminals. We have many countries beyond the four that I mentioned.
Yeah, Biden's in nat number three right now.
Many countries.
Actually, he may just be in bed.
Back now. Before, they weren't taking them back at all. The last administration simply released these criminals. We're making sure they go home, and we're making sure they stay home. We don't want them. We issued regulations to stop the horrible practice of birth tourism. You know what that is, right? Anchor babies, you know that, right? Anchor babies. Have a baby in our country and you stay for the rest of your life. Congratulations, you're a citizen for 90 years. And then you bring in your family. You bring in your family, right? No, no good. I implemented a historic public charge regulation to finally and fully enforce the federal requirement that newcomers to our country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the president has been live for about 30 minutes here speaking in Arizona. Again, it's about, he's outside, about 100 degrees. He's flying. He's doing campaign events. This is so key for victory right now. Mainstream news won't even cover it. Joe Biden is literally hiding in a basement, probably already in bed asleep by now. And yet we're hours away from night two of the Democrat National Convention. Biden's nowhere to be found. And tonight you have it leading off with Bill Clinton, who's in all over the news right now, going to Pedophile Island and hanging out with sex slaves and sex traffickers, all over the news. He's leading off the Democrat speech tonight. And then they close it with the anti-American communist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, I mean, the dichotomy, the difference here is it cannot be understated. It cannot be underwhelmed. The Democrats are putting on a rapist and pedophile and a straight up commie tonight for their convention. Okay? And their presidential candidate is hiding in a basement. President Trump is campaigning around the country, not wearing a mask, getting thousands of people to show up when he comes unannounced in 100 degree temperature. Incredible.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
Infowars.com/show.
We're back inside the Infowars War Room. President Trump is still speaking, but we're going to go to your phone calls. Real quick, though, before I do that, Forbes has just put out a report on the most wealthy Americans, the top billionaires. That list consists of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Steve Ballmer, and Elon Musk. And then it shows their increase in their billions since the COVID pandemic, the fake pandemic, which Gates is running. I mean, this is the most criminal racketeering you've ever seen in your life from Bill Gates. But think about it. The left that hates billionaires, the left that writes stories. I mean, I have it right here. Big Pharma's COVID-19 profiteers. That's from the Rolling Stone. You had Ilhan Omar saying billionaires shouldn't profit off a pandemic. Well, let's look at the billionaires profiting off the pandemic. Bill Gates, liberal. Jeff Bezos, liberal Democrat. Mark Zuckerberg, liberal Democrat. Warren Buffett, I don't know if you could really place him anywhere on the political map, but he's anti-Trump. Larry Ellison, liberal Democrat. Steve Ballmer, probably, again, more like a Buffett, but anti-Trump. Last I checked, not really vicious, at least from what I can see. And then Elon Musk, who just seems to be neutral. So all these billionaires that the left claims to hate and all this stuff, they're getting stinking, filthy rich off of this fake pandemic. And where are the people that cry about the billionaires like AOC? They're silent. They're going along with it. Why? Why do they do this? Why are they such frauds? Why do they have blinders on? Amazing. All right, let's go out to the phone lines now. And we start with Omar in California. Omar, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I want to thank Alex Jones because if it wasn't for him, I left my country of Yemen when I started seeing signs here and there of what Alex Jones was talking about was going to happen with the collapse of the Middle East and constant wars. And I left right before it started, me and my family.
So well, God bless, because I know it's, nobody talks about what's going on in Yemen, but it's not good. So I'm glad you're here safely.
Crazy. And it's not what they say it is on the news. It's the exact opposite.
So typical. What did you call in about today, Omar?
Trump should do a convention or a rally with only small business owners. I'm a small business owner, and if he does that in every state and asks only small business owners to come and give their word, I mean, that would be perfect right there.
Yeah, it's kind of like what he did with the New York Police Benevolent Association. It's kind of like what he's done with women's groups, like the one he did, the women's voting rights groups. Yeah, it's all about exactly. The grassroots right now.
It would be really nice. And I was going to ask you guys should do a show, like a Sunday show, with people giving their wake-up stories, like when I woke up and I finally seen Alex Jones, and it just, bam, I mean, that would be perfect right there, 5 minutes.
Well, look, I don't like to tease and not deliver, but I mean, I'm working on starting another show myself. I'll just leave it at that.
The turmeric works really good. I have back pain, and I just got my bottle in a week ago, and the back pain is literally gone. I'm jumping over the counter, doing a lot of things again, and thank you for that, and I thank you guys. I love you guys. Me and my brother, we guys take the iodine, everything. We all love you, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Omar. You guys make it possible when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's crazy because it is like a magic formula because no one else does it, but I mean, folks, we are fully funded in-house. We don't have big pharma money. We don't have any money. It's just your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's literally it. We don't run ads for third-party people. We don't run ads for big pharma. We don't run ads for fast food or Hollywood or any of that. It's just InfoWarsStore.com, your support. That's it. And I mean, this is America right here. This is as American as it gets in media. It's you want to talk about what media enterprise represents America? InfoWars, number one, top dog. Can't debate it. You can try, but proof's in the pudding. All right, let's now go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. Hey, regardless of what anybody thinks about the COVID-19 thing, some people think it's a complete hoax. Some people think it's completely real. I'm probably about 5% real, 95% hoax. But what's important is the public perception. And I think there's a real move that Trump can do. Like, with the mandated vaccines that are coming in, there is not a viable solution. And we're just sort of being goose-stepped towards this, you know, forced vaccination phase. And what I think would be a real viable solution would be to lift up therapeutics. Trump could start a task force, a therapeutic task force. And you guys have some of the best writers I've ever seen as far as news writers. If you would put out some fact sheets that could be distributed, put them on your email list to all the info warriors. You know, there's millions of info warriors out there. And right now the war is for info.
Yeah. See, here's the problem, Jeff. It's a weird phenomenon. I don't know how to explain it. We've literally already done that. I mean, we've literally already done that. We've been doing it for months. We had WeCan'tBreathe.news. We put out flyers. We have compilations of this stuff. I mean, we've literally been doing it for months. It's this weird phenomenon where if you give the counterpoint facts and you lay them all out, it's like it has no ability to affect the mainstream status. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, and the fact you call in and say that to me kind of like proves my point. It's like, we've already done that. I think the way Trump can be effective with this, and it's going to be painful to go through, but he needs to set them up. He needs to get Fauci on a stage, or hell, Bill Gates on a stage, and really pump up the vaccine and how excited he is for the vaccine and how effective it's going to be. And then do a bait and switch and say, you know, obviously in America, you have freedom of choice, my body, my choice. And so the vaccine will not be mandated and you can't make people take it, but the vaccine will be so good. It'll be so great that if you take it, you know, you're safe and you know, you won't be affected. So you don't have to worry about the guy that's not affected. And then he can turn over to Fauci or Gates and say, right. It's going to be effective. And then they will either have to own that narrative so that we don't have to get vaccines forced on us, or they'll have to say, oh, that's not true. The vaccine isn't safe and effective. Boom. You win. You put them in the leg lock. You put them in the arm bar and you say, you're going to tap out now? What are you going to do? So it's just weird where you give the information, where you counter the fake news. It's like it has no bearing. It has no lasting effect. But if you go along with the lie and then make them actually cement, because that's what they do. They keep things liquid. They keep things floating. They keep things generic. They keep things ambiguous. Make them cement. Is the vaccine safe and effective so that if you get it, you're safe? You don't have to worry about someone that doesn't get it? Make them cement that claim, or get them on a podium saying, yeah, you know what? It's not safe and effective. And even if you take it, you might still get sick. Well, what does that mean? So that's how you can own these people at their own game. We'll see what the president wants to do. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Look, I get what you're saying. I've literally done it. We've had people print out flyers about how you can't wear a mask, the unsafety of masks. We print out the studies from the 90s, the 2000s, saying how the mask doesn't stop anything. It actually spreads things. It's like none of the facts matter. It's like you have to take down the lie by exposing it. It's weird. I don't know.
Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our supplier's the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with four factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now. I talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated is it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
What a time to be alive. Fight the New World Order. Fight the tyranny. Fight the establishment or become a slave. Those are your only options. In the next segment, we're going to go back to President Trump. A couple clips from his speech today. Very powerful. In the meantime, though, I want to go back to your phone calls. And let's start with Julie calling in from North Dakota. Julie, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. This is a pleasure that I was able to even get through because it was quite busy for some time. Anyhow, like I was telling you earlier, I have never voted for a president ever, but I will be now because we cannot let demons run this planet. We just can't. I also had a big problem with a lot of the things that I've been seeing because I've really never even watched the news, you know, and this is what the problem, because I got to listen to both sides. So I'm watching fake news and I'm watching independent reporters and hearing their side. And I already know what my inner truth is because God talks to me. And now I have to speak out because this is what I was told to do by him. And now I just can't stop crying. I cannot stop crying.
What is it that makes you emotional? Is it the realization of the evil that we're fighting or the spirit of liberty and love and life and humanity rising?
No, it's the total evil of everything that has been going on. I kind of know that the devil had his toe in the water already. But
well, look, when you see things like the Cardi B soft porn video that they sell to your children, and then she interviews Biden dressed like a demon, when you see Michelle Obama at the DNC, 18 minutes of lies, propaganda, and deception. I mean, it's no holds barred. It's full on evil that they're trying to bring down on us right now.
Right. One thing I hadn't seen on your guys' report. I know you like to show things from all over as far as the riots and stuff like that. And I kind of have dyslexic lips, so don't make fun of me about the alpha kids or alpha hate group or whatever. Al-Fayda or whatever it is.
Antifa?
Anyhow, yeah, thank you. But like I said, dyslexic lips. Anyhow, they decided to go down to Sturgis, South Dakota for the bike rally.
Huh.
Last day, and there was only a small hand group, a group of them. The police and the bikers got along great all week long because it's a week event. And it was so great to see that by just...
Yeah, and we're showing B-roll of this. And Julia, I'm sorry to bump you here, but I got to take other calls. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Look, folks, every day... And this is why it's so key to be out in the public right now, whether you're having events or rallies or just going out and waving a flag or shaking a local police officer's hand or sending them a nice letter in the mail, whatever. Folks, police are neutral by trade, okay? But let me tell you, every day that they get another brick thrown at them by a Democrat, every day they get another lie told about them by the mainstream media, and every day they see a Trump supporter or a conservative American patriot shaking their hand, thanking them. Let me tell you, that wire of neutrality gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And which direction do you think they're going to fall? The choice is obvious. Thank you for the call, Julie. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thank you very much for taking the call. I know that you play baseball outside of Louisville. What position did you play?
I'm sorry. What?
I know that you like to play baseball. What position did you play?
I played all positions. I was actually the pitcher of the year my freshman year, though. And I'll never forget my first high school game. I pitched almost a complete game into the seventh inning, got one out. They brought in the reliever. I was so mad, and he blew the lead. But anyway, I don't want to talk about you're going to go down a nostalgic path. What did you call it in about, James?
What I really want to call about is how they're going to parade that pedophile Bill Clinton out for their DNC convention pre-recorded, all that nonsense going on. Donald Trump is out there sweating, 100-degree weather, just doing it. That's what he needs to do.
Yep.
Thank God for Donald Trump, honestly, because I don't know where we would be at.
Oh, we'd be in so much trouble without Donald Trump right now. I mean, look, he's not perfect, believe me. I mean, sometimes the audience gets upset. I give him too hard of a time. I just call it like it is. But if we didn't have Donald Trump, I mean, we'd be so screwed right now. We'd be up you-know-what creek without a paddle.
Absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump is the savior at this point. We'd be so far beyond the pale.
Well, we'll see. I'm not going to call him the savior, but maybe he can save America.
I hope he does. I mean, there is no other option at that point. I mean, we're already 4 years into the game, about to go into another 4, hopefully, right?
Well, look, I mean, Trump's biggest, I mean, I'll call it a flaw for lack of a better term, is that he still has the vampire sucking off of his neck. So, I mean, he's basically walking around with a vampire on his neck. It's the Democrat Party. It's Bill Gates. It's the fake news media. It's the globalists. It's the UN. It's all of them. And instead of, you know, knocking them off his neck and putting his boot on their throat and killing them forever, he just kind of lets them sit there and suck his blood dry. Maybe so people can see it. I don't know. But, I mean, that's really what we're dealing with. James, thanks for the call. Gerald in Arkansas. Gerald in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I agree with most of what you're saying. But you just hit the nail on the head. If Trump, if Alex, I don't know who else would be. I think Alex should get to Boyle, Professor Boyle, and go to request a private meeting with Trump to see if he really gets it that Fauci is the one that developed this bioweapon in a lab, because that's what's wrong. This country shut down. That's why we're not essential if you're a conservative. But if you're a criminal, you're very essential. How simple does it get? He's letting them get away with all this. I'm a conservative, so that's just a fact. Unless he confronts Fauci and looks at his background, didn't Obama sell this to China in 2015?
Yeah, it's all on record. It was 2014. But look, here's the problem. I don't understand what Trump deals with. I don't understand the measurements Trump is making on a daily basis. You know, very few people really do, if anybody other than Trump. He is surrounded by swamp creatures. He's surrounded by naysayers. He's surrounded by establishment politicos. And he's trying to navigate this ship. Believe me, his sons are as informed as anybody in this audience and probably a part of the audience, quite frankly. So, I mean, Trump is getting the message. But again, he's dealing with all this other stuff and people telling him what to do. Meanwhile, trying to be mission oriented. So I don't know why Trump lets the vampire exist and suck on his neck for so long. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't know what Trump is going to do about the vampire when it's all said and done. But all we can do is sit here and call out the vampire for what it is and pray for President Trump. That's quite frankly what it comes down to.
I served 4 years in the Marine Corps. I know what the hell I'm talking about. I am a true conservative, constitutional and Christian-wise. But you're talking about Satan is running this behind the scenes. That's who's doing all this.
Yeah, but what are you asking the president to do?
What he does he know? Does he really know that Fauci's guilty of mass murder?
I don't know about Fauci. I mean, I'm sure the point you're making about Fauci, but look, he put out twice in the last 24 hours that Andrew Cuomo killed 11,000 people in New York. I mean, here it is, a horrible governor. Crime is taking over New York City and state. Everyone is leaving. They should move to Texas or elsewhere. Cuomo killed 11,000 people. He said it twice, so, I mean, he's saying it.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record.
You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election. When they lose, they know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter funded by Soros as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're a racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win. When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
Infowars.com/show.
Today, you have earned the everlasting gratitude of our nation, and I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much. As you know better than anyone, the survival of our nation is at stake in this election, and I will tell you, I never thought I'd say it because we had a great election. We had a great election a little while ago. 4 years ago, I never thought I'd say anything could compete with 2016. This election that we're going into is the most important election in the history of our country. That it doesn't happen, or we will indeed have Venezuela on steroids, so we can't do it. Most important election, November 3rd, get out and vote. Joe Biden is the puppet of the radical left-wing movement that seeks the complete elimination of America's borders and boundaries. They want to take the wall down. They don't want to have borders. They want to have sanctuary cities. Lots of bad things they want, following orders from his boss. I guess his new boss is Bernie Sanders. Can you believe that?
That's President Trump today campaigning in Arizona. Look, I understand the frustration. We've got criminals running everything, running sex trafficking organizations in New York with Epstein and the Nixivim, Lex Wexner, Les Wexner. I mean, so why we haven't had hundreds of arrests with people involved in this, that we know their names with the black books from Epstein and then the Hollywood pedophilia and all of it. I don't know. I'm just as frustrated as you are. The COVID hoax, I mean, all of it, believe me. But there's no doubt all these people hate Donald Trump, and there's a reason for it. And again, he puts out these two tweets saying this about Governor Cuomo. Cuomo killed 11,000 people in nursing homes alone. That's from President Trump. Again, another one. AP estimates that the real Cuomo number of people killed because of his incompetence is 11,000. It's not incompetence, folks. It was murder. It was premeditated. Of course, Cuomo spoke during the convention last night, called it the European virus. Talk about an absolute joke. But as the pattern goes, guess who has a book coming out? Andrew Cuomo bragging about his success fighting the virus when his state, New York, had more deaths per capita and has been more destroyed by the virus than any other state in the union. But it doesn't matter. You get your book, you get it to promote it on CNN and everywhere else. You make the New York Times bestseller. It'll happen to Sharon Stone. This is the formula. This is how they pay off their operatives without having to do it illegally. Now, let's finish off today's broadcast with your phone calls. And we go to Doug in North Dakota. Doug, go ahead.
Owen Schroyer, wow, long time. No, never call, actually. I've been watching Alex since the 2000, and I tell you, it's hard to get people to listen to you. But when it came to the InfoWars Nightly News, it really helped me spread the word. And now your show... Your show, I have gotten a few people to listen to, so I really appreciate your time for this rocks. I'm actually talking to you. But so I really what I wanted to talk to a couple of things is the word Democrat. My sister found a solution. Just add the letter N and you have Demoncrat. I love it.
Yeah, Demoncrat, Demorat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Demoncrat. My sister coined it, and I really like it. I'd like to also put a touch out to Julie from North Dakota. I'm in the big little town of Fargo, and she's not alone. I'm 54 years old, and it's the first time I have ever contributed to a presidential, to a president and his campaign, and it from 26, from his first, also. I'm trying to rush through. I know I have limited time. The but also I wanted to talk, you know, I've been working. Trying to get, I have friends in up here that, you know, I'm showing them the hide no Biden videos that even on some of these videos, they're showing, well, this is what that they'll say, well, this is Biden's policy. But then they hear it. No, that's actually Trump's policy. This is Biden's policy. And they're flabbergasted. And, you know, friends and family alike, they just won't even verify it with.
Well, that's why that's part of the strategy of putting so much fake news out there, so much deception and edited tape and all of this crap, and then hiding Biden so that it doesn't become a debate about the politics. And you can show them all the stuff you want about Biden or politics, and they just say, well, Trump's just bad. And so it's just Trump versus Trump. It's literally Trump versus Trump. You can put anybody in there. I mean, it's really Harris, but it's just Trump versus Trump. Either you hate Trump or you love Trump. That's what the Democrats are running on.
Indeed, indeed. And I tell you, and I go to, when I go shopping, I put on my War Room shirt with my InfoWars face mask and a Trump hat. Boy, I get some good looks here and there.
I'm sure you do, Doug. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks for calling in today. I got to go to another call, though. God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com is where you can get those shirts. Let's go to Insane in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, real quick. Truck driver, want to plug the, Turbo Force keeps the wheels rolling. But real quick, let me get to my point. Tario, man, you need to, like, put your political stuff aside and get back down with the Proud Boys. We stopped all the Antifa, everything going on in Portland. I flew from Georgia to Portland to attend that, and we shut them down. I have over 19 contacts of different Proud Boys that I've been in contact with, not just in Georgia, but in Carolina, in both the Carolinas, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. I've been talking to, and everybody is getting word from the higher ups that they're being told not to do nothing but parties. I keep getting invited to all these parties. Why are we having all these parties? We can be out in the streets making a difference. And you know what, Owen? They tell me every time they're going to label us as white supremacists. They're going to label us as white supremacists. That's what they all tell me. And I'm getting sick of it. I didn't join this. I used to be a proud, proud boy. And now I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Everybody's scared.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I mean, I'm not in the inner communications with the Proud Boys. I know a bunch of them listen. I have friends. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good group. And I quite frankly think the Proud Boys' time will come. There's a reason why they're being attacked so much. But as far as like issues internally or whatever you're having, I can't really comment on that.
Well, I guess I'm sorry about that. I know that a lot of Proud Boys listen. That's why I brought that up. I guess my point is, the reason I called in, which is on the board, is because, I mean, you saw the difference we made in Portland when they were down there beating kids up and stuff like that. You know, we marched across that bridge and cleared all those folks out, man.
Well, look, the best thing for the Proud Boys to do right now is to not even worry about media attention at all. Just go out there, continue having your group, continue, you know, going out on the streets, whatever. Don't even worry about media attention, whether you get picked up or lied about or not. Don't even worry about it. Believe me, the Proud Boys' role will be understood. And I think the time is coming because, I mean, it's the only organic group I see that actually goes out and engages with the radical rioting Democrat mob violence. So, yeah, of course you're going to be lied about. Of course you're not going to get coverage you want. There's always going to be struggles within. But I think the Proud Boys' understanding and acceptance will have its time in the future. So just steadfast if you're a Proud Boy out there. All right, let's go to final caller, Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis, go ahead.
Oh, and I was telling you it was going to be Black Girl Magic, but I was wanting to tell you yesterday it was going to be on the Republican side. I seen it yesterday. And Trump didn't fail us. That's why he signed Right to Try. You have your Right to Try medication if you're feeling that bad. Your body, your choice.
Right, and they want this to be just, oh, you have to take the vaccine. It's the only way we can go back to normal. It's the only thing to fight COVID, and it's just a complete lie.
Exactly. So that's what the whole thing that everybody has to understand is Trump signed Right to Try. So if you are in tune with your doctor, please get what you know is right. It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Stop making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, I just think that, I mean, you could say it's that simple in a scope, in a narrow scope, but in a wide scope, I mean, we know that there's an agenda to push the vaccines. We know that there's an agenda to set a precedent so that you have to take a vaccine 20 times a year just to, you know, go to work or drive your car or whatever. So there is a wider perspective. On the narrow scope, yeah, talk to your doctor, fight for your rights now, but understand on the wider scope, there is an agenda. I know you know that, Dennis. But we have to address both sides of the issue. We have to address on a personal level, hey, I have the right to do what I want. I have the right to refuse a vaccine. I have a right to try hydroxychloroquine or whatever I want. But also on the overarching issue of forced vaccinations worldwide, it's to say, no, that's tyrannical. That's illegal. We know what you're doing to us. So, hey, look, I mean, this is not a time for the weak-hearted, folks. I mean, this audience is not weak-minded or weak-hearted. So believe me, we're all fighting this spiritual battle together. God bless this audience. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in 21 hours. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.